This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 4. Cursed bees. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 19, and Romans chapter 8, verses 20 through 23. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman, he said, "I will make your pains and childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Romans 8, verses 20 through 23. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. We might think that beekeeping should be easy. Get some bees, put them in a hive, and let them do their thing, right? But a seasoned beekeeper will tell you that it's never easy. Hive beetles, varroa mites, wax moths, and foul brood disease are some of the more common threats to bees and their hives. Pesticides, pollution, habitat loss, and other threats add to the mix. Clearly, the beauty and harmony of God's creation has been blighted. Honeybees are cursed along with the rest of creation. Bees need help and restoration. In one of the most mysterious and tragic chapters of the Bible, a crafty and deceitful enemy slithers into God's good garden to subvert God's desires for his creation. Human beings, meant to reflect God's goodness, are seduced and infected. Sickness and death invade our homes and hearts.
The curse saps life from our bodies and souls, unless someone will come to save us. We and the bees are still here, groaning but alive and kicking. This is proof of God's stubborn and strong love for us and for His whole creation. Christians are being brought from death to life by being united with Christ Jesus in His death and resurrection. And we, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our redemption. The curse is being reversed. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to reverse the curse of sin and death. May our hope in you energize us to wait patiently for our and all of creation's redemption. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.